Help keep your transmission running trouble-free for years to come. Get annual transmission flushes at AAMCO for a one-time fee of just $99.95 with AAMCO's Power Purge Lifetime Maintenance. Call 800-GO-AAMCO and visit AAMCOFirst.com.
JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Faggot, 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 faggot.
The question that first comes to mind is, he lost a son, his wife has breast cancer. Why was it funny to call him a faggot? I mean, what was the attempt, do you think?
It's funny to hear Larry use the word, isn't it?
Larry, from the corner.
Why did he call him a faggot?
What's going on?
Hey, faggot.
Use that word in your daily life?
Well, this is just her shtick. This is what Ann Coulter does.
Ariana.
And the question is, why do people at CNN and MSNBC keep inviting her to the shows? I think there is some responsibility.
She hasn't been here in a long time.
She hasn't been here since 05. but she has been.
He was a faggot. Shepard Smith. Big faggot.
I'm going to say that the next time I'm on stage when they invite me to one of their shows.
Are you doing the D's, Dem, and Doe's?
I do it now, and it's incorporated into my regular Larry.
D's, Dem, and Doe's, faggots.
That's the way I want to do it. Now, you want to talk about one of them guys, that's Shepard Smith.
On many shows. She was on Hardball with Chris Matthews a few months ago, and she called Al Gore a total fag. I mean, this is not a surprise. This is a woman who has said we should put rat poison in Jess Stevens's creme brulee, who had said, should we impeach or assassinate Bill Clinton? This is not some kind of random remark.
Don't you think it's a poor attempt at humor?
No, of course
it's
not.
You think she wanted to assassinate Bill Clinton?
No, I don't know what she wants. All I know is that she's toxic.
Faggot. The Don and Mike Show.
The question that first comes to mind is, he lost a son, his wife has breast cancer. Why was it funny to call him a faggot? I mean...
They will choke your throat with the umbilical cord of comedy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right. We got to get to this right now, because the FCC is so screwed up. You know, we did the show today's show.
Yes.
Right at the beginning. Wanted to mention an article that was in today's Washington Post about a clinic that a guy has started here for reconstructive surgery, plastic surgery, cosmetic surgery on women's vaginas, and also giving women their hymen back.
Right.
As it turns out, we danced around this, and back at the station, the lawyers are going crazy, and they're emailing John and saying, oh, we can't do this.
Discuss it.
Someone was cited for this. You can't do this. You can't do this. You can't do this. So I was yelling at John and at Rob and just in general about the FCC and how we overreact, and they hipped me to a couple of letters on the FCC's website about complaints that people had during the Super Bowl broadcast.
Uh-huh. Usually that generates complaints because of its sheer volume of viewers.
Now, you always hear about the complaints during something like a Super Bowl or a World Series, the Grammys or whatever.
High profile thing.
As it turns out, how many people in America alone watch the Super Bowl? Like 100 million, 200 million, almost all of us, everybody?
Yeah.
They got 150 complaints out of 150 million people. There were two topics that people complained about during this year's Super Bowl, and we have letters that people sent to the commission that the FCC is taking seriously. Can you guess what the two objectionable things were?
I think I know what one of them was. One of them was Prince.
Yes, indeed, the rivalry continues, but this time
Jim
on
Vance.
Peyton's turf.
Jim Vance.
Jim Vance and his salty language.
Mike, you're right about the first one.
The other one I couldn't tell you because I watched the whole broadcast.
Prince.
I watched the pregame show and I watched the halftime show, and I can't imagine what besides that because
the Snickers commercial.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You got to read a couple of these. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Where's the one about? Let's start.
And the Prince one, I think I heard we talked about.
Here we go.
Where he's behind the screen, right?
Yeah. Here we go. This is on the FCC website. To whom it may concern, I am from deleted and a mother of two daughters, 9 and 12. My family and I are very much into NFL football, so when our team made it to the Super Bowl, we were excited to watch. Needless to say, once again, the Super Bowl halftime show should have had a triple X rating before parents allowed their children to watch it.
Amen.
Everything was fine until the unveiling of the cloth silhouette that showed Prince with his guitar. It makes me sick. My kids were in the living room and watched this adult male on TV make graphic gestures with his guitar, making it look like he was holding onto a penis and testicles. Hmm. I cannot believe you allowed this on the air. Then, yes, I can. I'm sure I'm not the only person who's written about this. You should know when my children saw this, my oldest daughter said to me, I can't believe they allowed him to do that on TV, Mom. So is this something we can look forward to from now on? Sexual gestures and nudity? And whatnot? FCC complaint letter.
Oh, no.
Or is the FCC going to do something about it? That's an average. That's an average letter that they got about Prince.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping you were going to get to that one first.
Then you've got this one
mm-hmm.
about the Snickers bar. And, John, what website are these on where people can find these?
The Smoking Gun.
Thank you, smokinggun.com. Here's another one to the FCC and names and towns deleted. Aloha, FCC. That's how it starts.
Wonder what state.
Aloha, FCC, right. Comma.
Texas.
I was watching the Super Bowl on CBS when I unfortunately found myself watching a commercial for the candy bar Snickers.
Right. We all remember that one.
It featured two down-home country boy middle-aged mechanics with their heads together under the hood of a car, looking at the motor, evidently working on it. One guy takes out a candy bar, peels off the wrapper, inserts it into his mouth with evident sensual pleasure. So far, so good.
That's what I got out of it.
Sure.
Suddenly, the second redneck mechanic leans over and starts chewing on the other end of this phallic object like two lovers might eat a banana together. Their lips meet. Their tongues obviously entwine.
Oh.
At that point, I turned it off, thoroughly disgusted and offended. Had this been a romantic setting, it still would have been inappropriate. Even a man and a woman would have been appropriate. But at least I could have seen this sex coming and moved on. But two mechanics under the hood of a car suddenly making out? This was a shock, obviously calculated to make an impression by grossing people out.
Wow, this is just astonishing to mm-hmm. me. And I'm still trying to, you know, decipher the Prince thing because am I not sophisticated enough? I didn't see that when he was behind the screen.
Oh, that was my first thought.
Really?
We talked about it, but she writes testicles.
No.
And I didn't see
I mean,
that.
I know was he just, was doing that, but maybe it just, it was so.
It was a one.
It was so Prince, it just didn't phase me at
don't
all.
Don't you remember, Mike? Subtle. It was a 1 second thing, and we
all
thought
behind
the same
screen.
Thing.
Yeah, it just, but it wasn't that big a deal.
Back to this letter about the commercial. I was disgusted, and my interest in watching any future commercials is completely gone. Even now, I'm taping the game and writing you because I feel violated by having that disgusting image inserted into my mind, into such a setting. So completely unexpected. God knows I didn't turn on the Super Bowl expecting to be tricked into watching gay sex.
Uh-huh. Wow. Unbelievable.
I'm glad I wasn't sitting here with my two boys and having to talk about my surprise and my revulsion. If you can make an issue out of Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction, you ought to do something about this.
Uh-huh.
I doubt very many people were all that upset with Janet Jackson. I can easily imagine people are upset with this commercial. I am. P.S. No need to respond to me. I will be watching to see if anyone's going to make an issue out of this.
One of the things I noticed, you said that there's like 150 letters, and the ones that they have on the Smoking Gun, there's like three or four of them that come from the same woman. So I wonder if it's like one of those parent, you know, TV council things.
Yeah, well, that's the way they do it. Don't they generate hundreds of letters out of one organization?
It's entirely possible.
One excerpt I saw, a guy wrote, thanks CBS for turning my son gay.
Oh, my God.
Here's another one, Mike. CBS sports producers knew when that former penist named Prince brought out that guitar, it wasn't going to be good. What are we going to have next? Black Sabbath biting the heads off bats or other pornographic entertainment at the next halftime show CBS Sports presents? CBS has pulled this before, and they seem ready to do it again as if only teenage boys are watching.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, some teenage boys are disgusted, too. I was in the room with one.
Wow.
Yeah. I had him tied to the chair, him shaved down and covered in honey watched the Super Bowl.
Just to be accurate, Prince's guitar was his little symbol, right?
Right.
That guitar that he was using was his little symbol.
Right. The symbol for Prince.
That's the Prince symbol.
Right.
Both
right.
of
I,
these.
I'm just not saying.
You're right.
Maybe I wasn't paying attention. Maybe I don't think. I think really It's ridiculous.
Right. Both of these events in the context of the Super Bowl is ridiculous. You should look at it from the standpoint of we're a country of 300 million people, 150 douchebags wrote letters to the FCC. The FCC should take these letters, roll them up, and smoke them.
They won't.
Instead
well,
of
they're not, obviously,
instead
right?
Instead of treating them as if they were written by God himself and something must be done about this.
And I would be very curious, as John said, to know out of these 150 complaints, mm-hmm. how many people generated these 150 yeah, complaints. Because really, for the Janet Jackson thing, wasn't it an astronomical number of these complaints that were generated
in
out of
thousands.
Like, yeah. one website? Yes. You know,
and this is why when we mention the word hymen, we got every lawyer on goddamn K Street in D.C. calling our hotline saying, shut up, shut up, shut up.
And we were reading out of the Washington Post a story. That's how that conversation was generated.
Legitimate news.
And these, and if you're the FCC, don't you get these letters and at some point just want to write back and go, you know, dear homophobe, sorry you were offended. Suck a D. Your friends at the FCC.
See, that's the thing. I would get the impression that the people at the FCC in power maybe don't want to write those letters back.
Maybe.
I think if they did, they might.
Got
in,
it.
You know, in a matter of speaking, and right now they're investigating
Here's
some
another
of these
one.
Things.
Here's another one. My son exclaimed, quote, what the ... when he saw the Snickers commercial.
Oh, still the Snickers commercial. Snickers commercial, it yeah. blows my mind.
Yeah. God knows I didn't turn on my Super Bowl expecting to be tricked into watching gay porno. Here's another letter. My husband rushed in to see the men kissing. This violates our religious beliefs and exposes our children to obscene and gay behavior. Mm-hmm. I want something done about this, CBS.
This is astonishing.
Why did the husband rush in to see it then? Do you think maybe he swished in to see it?
Then we had a T-vote and we watched it a second time.
Here's another good one, Mike. Dear FCC, the pro-homosexual theme of this year's Super Bowl was disgraceful.
Oh, my God.
Just because 6% of our population is gay, gay porn does not need to be included in our broadcast.
Amen.
Here's one last one. I am incredibly offended. I am concerned the halftime show will have an unfortunate lasting effect on my son, who hoped to be a quarterback and now thinks he will turn out gay.
Oh,
thank you, CBS,
he's right.
for turning my son gay.
Wow.
I'm not making up these letters.
Amazing. Absolutely astonishing.
These are the real...
It's very important people are aware of the type of minds that yeah. are driving our government agencies to action, mm-hmm. which is exactly what happened here.
Yep. These
you know,
real,
meanwhile,
real
you know,
letters.
The real stuff that matters is kind of swept under the carpet. Fortunately, a lot of that, you know, like the guys that are getting injured over in Iraq,
right.
finally that comes to the forefront. Meanwhile, Snickers. This is what our government's paying attention to before that. You know, put your energy in the right spot.
Is there even a single letter about that little film piece they did where Boomer was... giving Phil Simms a rub down? There's nothing about that?
No one objected.
No, with the warm
nobody
oil?
Nobody cared. But Snickers, oh, nobody's going to eat Snickers candy bars anymore.
Damn. Thanks for making my son gay.
Wow.
Here's another one, too. That
it's it is. You know what? We laugh at it. I'm trying to laugh at it, but I'm also scared of it. I'm terrified
You
of
should
it.
Be.
I am terrified about a lot of things that are going on right now.
Dear FCC, I feel violated. I feel raped. Sexually raped by the Snickers ad.
Sexually raped.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for straightening that out. That it was a sexual rape, not an intellectual rape.
Oh, no. My God.
Not a rape of your foot, not a no. rape of your arm.
I just, my heart goes out to that family that now they're not going to have a son that's going to be a quarterback. No.
Their son is now queer because he watched the Snickers.
So, so very sorry.
Dear FCC, I feel raped, nasally raped. By the Snickers ad.
You know what I'm also thinking right now? I wish the Snickers ad had been funnier.
Yeah.
I really wish it had been funnier.
What if
then I'd be more indignant right now.
What if Prince had his guitar in the Snickers
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Then that would be something.
And they were all behind a silk screen.
I feel sexually raped.
Right.
Dear Commissioner, once again, I had to leave my grandchildren behind because of lousy choices by CBS Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Last time... they had a halftime show. It was a bare breast. This time Prince was playing with his phallic guitar.
Right.
Don't you have young children? Haven't you yet learned that CBS Sports is the wrong outfit to run the Super Bowl? The pregame had some matters of interest, but all in all, Fox and NBC do a better job. First of all, the commentators are a yawn. But then CBS pulls a one-hit has-been on for halftime. And don't even get me started on the Snickers commercial.
Oh, there it is.
Wow.
Leave CBS, or next time, if it's on that network, I'll listen by radio.
Hi, guys. This is Jim Nantz. Listen, for next halftime show, please get me a box of the non-phallic guitars. Please.
No more shadow puppets.
You know, maybe the sun has turned gay because of the Cirque du Soleil. No one's mentioned that. There's one thing can't be making that boy gay.
Hi, this is Jim Nantz. Is there a chance we could get a guitar with less frets?
That is the best letter. It will have an unfortunate lasting effect on my son.
Yes.
Quote, who had hoped to be a quarterback and now will turn out gay.
Unreal.
Thanks, CBS, for turning my son gay.
You know, here's another thing. You know what's astonishing?
God damn, what's wrong with me?
What's astonishing about this, there is so much content on television.
Oh, yeah.
That you could go bananas up, but it's the Super Bowl.
Right.
It's the Super Bowl to get this going.
All hello American. There. Don and Mike Show. Howdy. Hello.
Yeah, I actually got a letter back from the FCC over a complaint I sent to them. This was back when you guys, during the original crackdown, when they were getting on your guys' ass about everything. And it basically said they don't set the policy of what the guidelines are.
So you, what was your letter? Was your letter, like, defending us?
Yeah, actually, I called, or I didn't call up, excuse me, I wrote them a letter. I was pissed off. You guys were getting hassled.
And listen, this is the pong game that goes on between broadcasters and the FCC. Broadcasters say, you got to tell us what the limits are. The FCC is, hey, you got to define the limits. Mm-hmm. And then as soon,
exactly.
as, you, as soon as you do something that pisses off some douchebag like a Snickers commercial,
right.
rather than the FCC stepping in and saying, this is really not a big deal, they're going to throw out the baby with the bathwater right away.
It's really, really important, and it's still every single day. It's evolving. It's changing. And, you know, everybody's trying to dance around and figure out what the rules should be.
I mean, for
the
God's
book
sakes,
hasn't been written yet.
No.
I seriously had questions about a hymen today that we could not get answered on this show.
Serious.
Right.
I was not asking for titillating reasons.
No.
I never seen one.
Yeah, and it was we thought it was kind of interesting.
What's it look
like? It was so interesting that the editors of the Washington Post thought that they would put an article in their health section.
On the front page.
About this. And
on
I think
the
it's
front page of the health section.
I think we were having an entertaining and also informative and, you know, discussion
and
about
not
it.
The least bit gay.
No. Yeah, but, you know, we tried to get a sponsor for that opening segment, but Snickers said no. Snickers said absolutely not.
All right, Key Rice.
Snickers said no. Gibson Guitars said no.
That's right. We're
nobody.
We're all going insane. I think that's the long and short.
Okay,
of it.
Key Rice. What else do I got for? Oh, we got to hit a break here, but hold on a second. Tomorrow we'll talk about Simon Cowell because we'll all watch American Idol tonight. He's got thoughts about Britney, and he doesn't like Taylor Hicks, and he doesn't like Frenchie. God, Simon's just running his mouth.
Is it true that Taylor Hicks's album is going to be, of all the winners, the worst selling album?
It is right now. He's way outsold by Chris Daughtry.
First one that probably won't go platinum, they said, right?
Tobey Maguire is not going to do another Spider-Man after the third one is out. Hold on a second. I mentioned this to Mike this morning, as a matter of fact. Regis got jibbed out of his America's Got Talent job.
Yeah, indeed.
He was, you know, he was the host of that reality show last year.
Mm-hmm.
He got S-canned, and they're replacing it with Jerry Springer.
Yeah, his public stance is that, you know, he didn't like the travel and all that, and it was very, but that's not true at
there
all.
There was more behind that, wasn't there, Mike?
It tremendous amount behind that, and he's devastated.
Why don't we take a break, and we'll discuss it. We'll have an ad-lib, off-the-cuff commentary about this news story when we come back.
If he wants to talk.
Regis Philbin turned my son gay. Dear FCC, please. Okay, pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.